Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So today we're in episode 26. This episode is the second part to the episode I posted last week about how to survive the holiday season. But before we jump into that, if you guys need a bit of help with your weight loss journey, head on over to www.patreon.com/theweightmates to see all of the coaching packages that I have to offer. On top of that, make sure to grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. So, this might sound very familiar. It's the holiday season, and you know, obviously family is coming around, which might be a little bit different this year, seeing as you know, some countries have restrictions on how many people are allowed to come by. But regardless, if there is people coming by, then usually they know about your attempt to lose weight, right? And so you might have experienced in the past that at that point, the questions and the remarks just won't stop coming, right? And that can be very annoying. It can sometimes be demotivating because there's all kinds of different questions and different people asking those questions with very different intentions. That can just make it more difficult to stick to what you know and to not get yourself worked up about each and every question. So today we're gonna, you know, identify and look at the different type of people that might ask different types of questions so that we know how to respond to each and every one. The first type we're looking into is the compassionate type of person, or you know, in between brackets, the overly compassionate type of person. Now, usually these questions or the actions they take, they come from a good place, right? 9 out of 10 times they will come from a good place. And so it's always healthy to assume that it comes from a good place, right? They will ask things, you know, to be kind and considerate, but sometimes it can also go a little bit over the top, right? And what happens is they either ask too many questions or they're trying to take care of you too much, right? When you've already been losing weight on your own. So at that point, you know, like certain examples include like, are you sure about that food choice, right? Or are you sure you're gonna have that? Or are you sure you're gonna have another portion, right? And they don't mean any harm with those things. It's just they wanna take care of you so bad or they wanna support you so badly that they're kind of achieving the opposite, right? Because they're making it a bit of a Debbie Downer situation for you during the holiday season. Another good example is that they get so into the topic of weight loss that they start asking really, really, really detailed questions of, you know, how does X work when Y is the case? And you're kind of standing there just like, I don't know, I'm just losing weight. I know what I'm doing. I know what I have to do. I don't know everything about weight loss, right? But they do assume that. And so when that happens, the best way to deal with that is to, well, take your time to explain things, right? These people, they're just looking to help you and support you. And so any information you can give them about your weight loss attempt or your weight loss journey is going to be really helpful for them. However, on the flip side for that, clearly establish your boundaries. Right? If someone just keeps asking and asking and asking, try and steer the conversation away to something else, right? Or kind of just, you know, end with something that also feels like an ending, right? Kind of try to avoid more follow-up questions, okay? On top of that, another thing you can do, or another thing, you know, you need to kind of be careful of, is that it's all about tone and how you say things. Because if you try to move the conversation into a different direction, but you use a bit too much of an abrasive tone or a bit too much of a direct way to say it, then that might, you know, with other people, that might be perceived as you being rude, which is not the thing you're trying to achieve. So if anything, make sure to exercise patience, because some of these people are just extremely interested in what you're doing, right? They're proud of the success you're achieving, and they just want to help you out, right? Especially when sometimes these people might be looking to lose weight themselves. And if that is the case, make sure to relay the advice that you're getting from this podcast, or just send them this podcast on its own so they can really get started for themselves as well. The next person, or the next type of person that we're going to look into, I have called the skeptic. Now, we all know who the skeptic is of our families or of our friends. And so I think this is a really, really good one to talk about. Because for these people, as opposed to the overly compassionate people, the skeptics, their questions and actions mostly come from disbelief. And on top of that, another way to really recognize a skeptic is that 9 out of 10 times their questions or the things they say will come with a very snarky tone. It's almost like they're trying to bite your face off. Like, it's almost like they're trying to go, ha, I gotcha. You know, like, and that's not nice for one. But mainly this is because they're jealous, right? They're either jealous or envious, right? Jealous is a more nefarious form of being envious. And they're just jealous about the success you might be experiencing, right? Or, on the other side, if they are just really a snarky person that just likes to be rude, then, you know, they can try to rub it in your face if they believe that you have not yet had any success. Now, very, very important thing here, that is what they believe, right? That is these people, these skeptics, looking at you and going like, well, I can't see any changes, so you have had no success whatsoever, right? When we know, right, between you and me, we know that success takes many different forms, and that usually at the start of the weight loss journey, up to a couple months in, you won't see massive changes on the body, but you might have had great successes with eating more vegetables or drinking more water or going exercise more often, right? And those are not successes that you can just see by looking at someone, but that is what these skeptics do, right? So they're just trying to break you down. Now, some very good examples that these skeptics might say is something like, I don't think that approach is working, right? Or they'll say, well, I can't see any changes yet. Or they might even say, are you sure about another portion? Or are you sure about eating that? And like I said earlier, they're just trying to break you down, right? Because in 9 out of 10 cases with the skeptic, it comes from a place of jealousy and disbelief, right? So the best way to deal with these kind of people is to not try to convince them that you have booked success, that you are losing weight or anything of the kind, because trust me, there is absolutely no point in doing that. Instead, what I found is the best way to deal with these things is to show that their comments are having no effect on you, right? Showing that you are indifferent to what they're saying is so much more powerful, because you are taking the power of their remarks away, right? You are taking their power away, which is great, because then they don't know what to do with that. So, I mean, you know, beyond that, if you feel like, you know, you can't really do that, try to just avoid the conversation as a whole if you can, right? Because these people kind of just suck, right? And to be honest, they're probably just looking to lose some weight themselves. They just never learned how to cheer someone else's success on instead of breaking it down so that they can feel better about themselves, right? So, if they come to you and they're genuinely asking what they should do to lose weight, again, make sure to relay the advice that I'm giving you, or send them to this podcast and then they can get started on their own. But for the love of God, do not try to convince them that, you know, whatever it is they're saying is wrong, because it's a losing battle and it's something you don't want to spend your energy on, okay? Now, we move on to the third type of person that I've written down here, which is the Joker, right? Now, I'm not talking the Batman kind of Joker. I'm more talking the kind of person that likes to make a lot of jokes, and sometimes they land and sometimes they don't. With these kind of people, most questions and actions, they will come from a good place, right? But what they don't realize is that some of these questions can be unintentionally hurtful, right? So usually when the conversation around weight loss comes up, they'll make some kind of joke about the classic tropes of weight loss, which might be to just generate some laughs around the table, but these comments can hurt. Now, to be honest, I don't have any good examples for this scenario. But when it does happen, the best way to deal with it is to first determine if the joke was meant to be hurtful or not, right? Some uncles or aunts or dads or mothers, they can sometimes just make a joke and it's not meant to be hurtful, right? They're literally just trying to make light of the situation a little bit, which is fine. And, you know, the best way to kind of figure this out is to see if the person making the joke is known to be kind and loving, right? If they are, then it's probably not meant to be in a hurtful way. If this person is more known for being rude and making snarky comments, then, you know, there's a good chance it will be hurt, will be meant in a hurtful way. After you determine that, decide for yourself, okay, am I going to laugh along with it and just leave it at that and just ignore and just move on? Or am I going to laugh along with it and then subtly correct them, right? If you do try to correct them, keep it informative, keep it kind. You know, really think about the tone in which you're speaking, right? And keep it short as well, because you don't have to prove anything to anyone, okay? Just give it your best attempt, keep it nice and short, stay kind and stay informative, but don't try to debunk the joke, okay? Because no one generally likes that. It won't do you any good either. So again, keep it kind, keep it informative, and remember, you don't have to prove anything to anyone, so keep it nice and short and easy, okay? Now, the fourth person, this is personally one of my favorites to run into at a family gathering, and I've decided to dub these people as know-it-betters. Not know-it-alls, because they definitely do not know it all, but they think that they know it better. So the questions and actions from these people tend to come from a very oblivious place, right? And they're generally just meant to teach you things or to kind of like school you, right? Like they know it better, right? And usually that's because they read something on Facebook or their friend Karen told them about something another Karen did to lose weight quickly, right? And they'll try to convince you that they have a better approach to weight loss than you. But the catch is always that it's not based on actual science. Now, some of my favorite examples of this happening, and some of these are from real life, are the sentence, "Have you heard about keto?" Or, "I'm following a soup diet, so should you." Or my absolute favorite is, "I found these new fat burner pills that are working miracles." Now, obviously, you can probably tell at this point that I have a massive smile on my face, because some of these things have genuinely been said to me, which makes it so much more fun to be able to talk about this now during the podcast. The best way to deal with these type of things is that there really is no winning this, right? They'll always be convinced that their approach is best, right? So if you can really stand it, just hear them out, politely nod, and move on, right? You are wise in your own mind, you know, after listening to many episodes of this podcast show, that they're probably wrong or probably horribly misinformed, right? So, but if you can't, well, actually, you know, if you can't stand it and you can just nod and move on, then one of my favorite lines to use is, okay, I'll look into that. Now, to be fair, that does kick the can down the road, but it gives you a bit of breathing room. And in my experience, most Karens tend to forget about the thing they mentioned more than a week ago. So, you know, 9 out of 10 times, they'll just forget and then you never actually have to look into things. So that's great. If you, however, cannot stand it, then just very politely let them know that your current approach works for you, right? And to be fair, I will give you a fair warning. Based on that, they might come up with some kind of nasty remark or some kind of, you know, like the same way that the skeptic tends to make their remarks, very snarky and very much like, haha, gotcha type of thing. And even though that's not nice, so be it, right? Stay confident in your own approach, because if you are happy and you are becoming healthier, then you are doing great, okay? And there's nothing that anyone can do about that, especially if they get their information from the Facebook front page, okay? Then, moving on to the final type of person that you might run into at your holiday season get-togethers. And I've dubbed this person the lurker, because, you know, if you're not very well versed in the internet community, a lurker is someone who is just kind of just observing the situation, but rarely jumps in. So, to the same case, this is rare, right? These people don't exist a whole lot, but when they do, they can be quite difficult to deal with. Not because they're trying to do anything that might harm you or that might insult you, simply because they're just a different kind of person. Because what these people will do, they will try to talk to you about your weight loss journey or weight loss in general in a more secluded scenario, usually one-on-one or maybe in a small group if they feel comfortable enough. And 9 out of 10 times, these people just want to lose weight themselves, right? And they can see your success or they can see how much happier you are. And so they're like, well, you know, I want that too. But the thing is, they just don't know where to start. And that might be similar to where you started, right? You didn't know where to start until maybe you start listening to this podcast or you start reading articles or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so they just don't know where to start. And so that's where you kind of come in, because they might have tried to lose weight before, but it was without that comfortable and healthy approach that I champion so much in the show. And so failure became imminent. The best way, in my experience, to deal with these kind of people is to just calmly explain to them the very basics about what you are doing, right? And the success that you're seeing because of it. If they seem more interested as the conversation keeps going, make use of that and kind of go into more and more detail until you can tell that their interest in the conversation is either staying the same or kind of decreasing as it goes along. When that happens, there's kind of two things you can do. Kind of start, you know, ending the conversation, but point them towards more resources that they can start reading themselves, right? Whether that be this podcast, which they can listen to, or whether that be certain articles that very much align to the advice that I'm giving, you know, as long as you give them something to kind of take home and figure out on their own, right? Because the most important thing is to not overwhelm them too much, because these kind of people, like I said, they've tried before, they failed, and so if they get too much information, they'll get overwhelmed and it feels like they already failed before they even started, right? So make sure that when you talk to these people, that they also understand to enjoy the holidays, right? That it's not about restricting yourself so much, and instead it is much more about taking things in quantities that are healthier for you instead of what we normally do. So now you know how to respond to each and every type of question that might be fired your way. Just remember, at the end of the day, you know that if you follow my advice, you will lose weight in a healthy and comfortable way. And no one can take that away from you, okay? So, I hope that this helps you with your weight loss journey. I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.